by doing it yourself over and over and over and over again at the conscious competence level to develop new neural pathways, new patterns, new habits, and by observing and associating with people that are doing it. Observing, 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 watching, mimicking them, and modeling yourself after them. Because they already have established neural pathways, and you're seeing firsthand exactly how it works. That's the key. Vitally important. Now, why are we spending so much time on the basics? Because, as I mentioned, this is the foundation. We need to have a fertile environment for everything else to grow. Otherwise, nothing else will stick. If you are my apprentice, these four basic concepts, getting you primed and ready to learn, is how I was taught. As an apprentice, I would follow my master, in effect. Now, it's not like a Shaolin monk following his master. We're not walking around in robes. Not like a Jedi Knight in Star Wars, where Anakin Skywalker was following around Obi-Wan Kenobi, or Obi-Wan Kenobi was following around his master, Yoda. No, but yes. In my case, and in all the other people here that you've met, in our real life, we could all be classified as masters because we have had apprentices. But guess what? We still have mentors. We are all still apprentices, even though we've had many, many, many apprentices ourselves, in which we have been teacher to. But how does it work in real life in the societies? The observation, as I mentioned, is occasionally in a seminar workshop setting in groups. Much of it is one-on-one, speaking one-on-one over coffee or discussing on the phone, one-on-one. Books. Someone says, well, how can you be an apprentice and observe from a book? Well, think about this concept. Do you ever read a novel, really good novel, and you read this novel, and you're sitting there, and you're reading the novel, and the novel is talking about the hero, and the hero is in the Amazon jungle, and he has his machete, and he's wearing a ripped t-shirt because his body is perspiring so much, and there's bugs all over his body. There was a slight rain earlier, so the jungle is moist and humid, and it's hot, and he has shorts on and hiking boots. And he has this large machete, and he has a bandana around his head, and he's going through the jungle in search of the villain. And you're reading this novel as it describes the green foliage that he's going through, and the types of plants, and the sounds he's hearing, and the bugs he's seeing, and the feel that his feet are experiencing when they mush into the moist earth, and the color of the earth, and the smells that he's having, and how he's breathing because of the heat and the humidity, and his tired, and how his muscles are beginning to ache, and his arm is beginning to get weary from the heavy machete chopping into the foliage as he's going through the bush. And as you're reading this, it's enthralling, it's very well written, and you're reading this novel. And somebody walks in the room and says to you, "Hey, Charlie." And you continue to read the novel, oblivious to your friend who's walked in calling your name. And the person says, "Charlie, Charlie, Earth to Charlie." And finally you look up, not hearing a word. And you say, "Did you say something to me?" That's happened to all of us. Or you know exactly what I'm talking about. You're so engrossed in this novel that you're not even in the room anymore, because you are in the Amazon. And you are oblivious to your friend 2 feet away from you, yelling your name. That's how. Now listen carefully. That is how you associate You mimic, you observe successful people who are using this information in their real life. That's how books work. The books that we read, that we were given, use these techniques. They're not manuals per se, but they're stories of real people, members of the societies, with real accurate descriptions of their daily life and them acting out these principles and techniques in their daily life. Does this make sense? This is why I tell you the first concept was, who do you listen to? When you start reading books about mythical characters, you're screwing yourself up, because now you're mimicking and modeling yourself after the short order cook when you want to learn how to cook a souffle, because these are not real people. If there was a simple thing for you to do, if you wanted to be outrageously successful, it'd be go and get autobiographies and biographies of people who have what you want. If you want to be a chef, read the autobiographies and biographies of great chefs. If you want to be a musician, read the biographies and autobiographies of great musicians. Because that's who you have to mimic and model yourself after. These are the people that have developed the habits and neural pathways in their brain, who've reached levels of unconscious competence that you should be modeling yourself. And since you can't meet them because they're dead, you can still associate with them. Now pay attention. Listen to what I'm saying. You can still associate with them even though they're dead, through books. Leaders are always readers. Books are magic. Books are powerful. Books allow our brains and our imaginations to be utilized to create images, sights, sounds, smells, through the power of our imagination in our brain, which creates neural pathways even faster than physical observation with our eyes. Isn't this interesting? And some of you wonder why we had to read books when we were kids. And some of you wonder why books are being pushed away by the powerful parasitical elite class. Because the power of books is known. The power of books is known.